Good evening and welcome to Around Cincinnati. I'm Ron Esposito, and it's a pleasure to have you with us tonight. Our special guests this evening are Liz Wu and Wes Davidson from the group Acaria. And we'll be talking about their new recording, Reperio Terra. Unable to find a genre that fit them in the drop-down menus of the online music networking sites, Wes Davidson and Liz Wu of Acaria decided to create their own. This power duo of acoustic guitar, percussion, and vocals melds intricate harmonies and pulsating rhythms into an intense, energetic, and mesmerizing experience they have dubbed Tribal Rock. Well, Wes and Liz, a pleasure to have you this evening on Around Cincinnati.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us. I appreciate it.
Sure, it's a real pleasure. Hey, let's start with first things first. Acaria. Does that word have a meaning?
Yes and no. It's more of a position, I think. It's a playoff of a couple of words, but it's if a teacher shows you something that you don't know, and Acaria shows you a different way of looking at something.
You're now working as a duo after having performed previously as a group with more members, right?
That's correct.
What brought about the duo?
We've been working together very closely for the last 7 years, and we have developed a very intuitive way of playing with one another, and it's really enjoyable to be able to kind of read one another's mind, so to speak, musically.
Sure thing.
And once you develop that from a music standpoint, sometimes it can be difficult to work other personalities into that. So we decided to just move forward with the duo sound. We will be bringing on guest performers on a regular basis and highlighting them. On a couple of the tracks of the new CD, we actually do have some guests in the studio, notably Jim Feist on tabla, who does a wonderful, wonderful job. And then also many beautiful singers from a group we just kind of dubbed the Acaria Choir, a bunch of friends of ours, and lovely voices, great energy. And so we've got some guest singers as well.
They did a killer job.
They did.
Yeah. Very cool. The latest recording is entitled Reperio Terra. So why don't you tell us about the name of this latest recording and the larger context in which it fits?
We're doing four releases of a grouping of songs. We'd certainly notice a theme that kind of went from CD to CD. And this first one is more of an earth-themed song.
Grouping,
yeah. We're going to be releasing one for air, another for water, and another for fire as well. And I think that that's kind of the idea that we're going to run with after quite a many listenings to the songs.
Basically, the concept is that we're going to have a group of four different mini albums, and we're putting them together under the title Elemental Collection. The first one, Reperio Terra, is going to represent earth, very warm, inviting soundscapes. Each different CD is going to have a different personality. As you can imagine, fire is going to be very energetic.
Sure.
Water will be quite soothing. Air is going to have some very interesting, intricate arrangements. And these songs are actually all completely recorded. They're done. So the next year, we'll be releasing, maybe on a quarterly basis, the next installment of songs.
We still have a couple of guests to come in and play on a couple of songs. And Michael Ivins from the Flaming Lips, he's going to be playing bass on one or maybe two of the songs. And then we're going to be adding a few other percussionists as well to come through.
I love the sound of this recording. Rich atmosphere, wonderful texture. I love the acoustic guitar, really.
Thank you.
It's driving, man.
Thank you.
And Liz, I love how your hand percussion. And then I love the layering of the vibraphone. Really cool. Actually, you went to CCM, didn't you, Liz?
I did, and vibraphone was my major.
You've traveled a bit around the world, too, huh?
Yes, both Wes and I have traveled quite a bit and in different places, different times. But I think that our experiences have definitely lent themselves to the music.
And Wes, you spent time on a Native American reservation.
I did, yeah. I've really took a lot of what, I guess, how they approach music. I kind of carry that with me. I've noticed through no matter what style of or genre I'm playing, even if I'm playing jazz or rock or anything, it's that percussive element is always there.
You guys have been recording for a while with Erwin Musper, haven't you?
Yes. Mm-hmm. He's fantastic to work with, has an amazing ear, has a lot of great experience, of course. So he's wonderful at pulling out the strengths in your music. And then as a producer, kind of letting you know what kind of things you could do to make something really pop. In addition, he's an absolutely lovely person, very warm and inviting and just hospitable. So we've had a great time recording with him.
Yeah, he and his wife is wonderful too, Danielle.
Definitely.
She's a sweetheart.
Erwin definitely comes with quite a pedigree, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Erwin's days in Los Angeles, worked with people like David Bowie, Bon Jovi, Metallica, Def Leppard, and the Scorpions. So Erwin Musper definitely has been around.
Yeah, when we were deciding on a producer, I don't think we could have gone with someone any more different on their approach to music than how I approach. He's very melodic when he approaches. I'm very percussive. So I think that like the reason that music started a long time ago was people were trying to talk back to thunder just by hitting on logs. And his approach is very Beatles-esque, very melodic, just some of the best melodies ever recorded. It's hard for me to work in those parameters, but working with him, I was kind of forced into writing for those parameters. And it seems to me that like all beauty comes from some sort of struggle. Like the beauty of a guitar, just the beauty that comes out of the strings, of just everything being pulled so tightly, a piano, all the tension in the strings,
right.
or even in the best relationships are the ones sometimes that fight the most. And I think that that struggle that I've gone through with him has caused such a wonderful friendship between he and I and some of the best writing that I've ever done.
We've been in conversation this evening with the group Acaria, featuring guitarist and vocalist Wes Davidson and percussionist and vocalist Liz Wu. Acaria's new release, Reperio Terra, is now available, and Acaria will be performing a CD release Friday, November 29, at the Drinkery on Main Street in Cincinnati. Acaria taking the stage at 10:30 and performing until midnight, including special guests and songs never performed in public. So that's November 29th, Acaria at the Drinkery. Wes and Liz, we want to thank you very much for coming to talk with us tonight around Cincinnati.
Thank you so much.
And for more information about the group Acaria, you can visit our website, wvxu.org. I'm Ron Esposito. Thank you for joining us. Have a great evening.
Fearless heartbeats to your right, tongue tied, watch to 11:09. Okay. Okay, my love, I'll wait here. And I'm accidentally beautiful when I was accidentally me. Can you fall in love with silence? Or can you listen to this scene? And I was accidentally beautiful. Accidentally weak. I can feel the daylight running.